just admit to the existence of chemtrails? Well, that's what we've been talking about over these last couple of videos, and you've been sending me your photos that are just astounding. Friends, my inbox is literally flooded with your pictures of the skies, and it is really disheartening to learn that this is happening, not just in California, not just in South Florida, where I am, but all over the United States, places that we think of as pristine, like Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, places where you think the sky is going to be a clear blue sky. And I want you to tell me in a comment right now, when did you first notice it? I gave my answer in my previous video about going to a friend's house, and the sky was perfectly blue, just one of those picture perfect Southern California days. I think it was about February. I went in, was there for an hour, maybe a little bit longer. I came out, the sky was a complete whiteout. It wasn't like clouds had formed and then kind of, you know, made it a little cloudy. The sky was a hazy white. It was not fog. It was not smog. And that's when I really realized something is wrong here. And I started noticing, and I started using my phone. And one of the suggestions I have for you, we're going to look at a couple of photos in just a moment. And we're going to look at Lee Zeldin from the EPA, his non, well, we'll look at the non-statement in just a moment. But use your phone or a camera, take a picture, do like a sky diary, and take a picture of morning. If you see the sky starting to fill up, I know some of you have sent me videos. I'm going to share a video with you in just a moment. In fact, let's do that right now. Have a record so that you can show to people. That's one of the action steps. Keeping a record, first of all, noticing, and then helping others notice by sharing this information with them. We'll look at all of that in just a moment. Let me share with you this astonishing video that Healthy American Shelley sent to me. And then we're going to look at Lee Zeldin from the EPA. And let me grab, make sure that this video is all queued up. And I would love to get your videos as well. Support at thehealthyamerican.org. All right, let's go to the video. We'll look over here. We'll look at Zeldin in just a moment. So this was taken in Southern California from Shelley, longtime Healthy American, wonderful supporter. And check this out. You know, you can see the blue sky back there. You can see the whiteout. You can see there she's zeroing in on the trail. Yes, they are contrails, all right. It's a big fat con. It's a con game, conning people into believing that this is what our skies looked like when we were children. Now, maybe I'm in a different generation than you are, but when I was a child, and even as a teen, a young adult, I do not recall this type of thing. Now, as I'm playing this, the question comes up when people say, well, that just comes from the regular jets. Those are contrails. Oh, really? So there's only one plane flying in Orange County, California. Only one plane in the international John Wayne, I don't know if they call it John Wayne Airport anymore. John Wayne Airport. There's only one plane flying. Okay, they like people who replied to my Substack, who are not subscribers, by the way, I did open it up for a free-for-all. I figured there'd be some really interesting comments from people. In fact, before we get to Lee Zeldin, let me share that with you because I've got that queued up for you as well. And that's right over here. So this is peggyhall.substack.com. It's free. It's the written summary of what I talk about on the channel. Not every single video gets a Substack, but I do maybe three a week. And that way you can reflect on what I wrote. Maybe you didn't catch the video, you wanted to listen to it again. What I think is really interesting is the conversation. So I decided to do this crazy thumbnail here for the Substack and for the video, just to grab people's attention. Friends, I'm almost at 190,000 subscribers. I don't think YouTube will let me break that ceiling. They keep taking subscribers away. So if you would subscribe to this channel, we'll break through. But we talked about the crazy weather words. We talked about the crazy clouds that they're telling us. Oh yeah, like these are really clouds. Do you remember seeing that when you were a child? Was that in your fourth grade geology textbook? Waves? Yeah. They're waves, all right, harp waves. So these are pictures you sent in. And I've got so many more that I'll share with you in an upcoming video. Friends, if you're tired of the chemtrail talk, don't worry. We're going to be talking about digital ID coming soon and some more of your concerns. But this is such a riveting topic, and I wanted to give you some how-tos. And that's what we're going to talk about as well. But this is a picture I took. This is in South Florida. That is not normal. You're telling me that this is how planes fly. There's only three planes that day in South Florida. You see, those questions can never be answered. Well, they'll try to. There's a guy on my Substack here that tried to twist the questions around. This is in Ventura. I took that picture myself. So, what you say to people, cloud conversation starters, do you think this looks normal? Where are the airplanes? Why would they fly so low? Airplanes fly daily. If this was normal, you would see it every single day. Why don't you see this every single day? If these are from planes, why do they continue to spread and blanket the sky like this right here? So these are the questions you don't have to worry about jotting them down. Go to the Substack and you'll have them. I wanted to give you some action steps, and the action is to have conversations about this. You can show a picture on your phone and say, "Does this look normal to you? Look at, isn't that weird?" And they'll say, "Well, no, that's just from a plane." And then you ask these questions. Well, you can get a little bit more about the patents and, Bill Gates and all that if you want to. But these are what clouds used to look like. And this is what they're telling us they look like now. There are actual websites that are telling us that these are called contrails. Yeah, it's a con, all right, a big fat con. What I want to show you are some of these crazy comments that I got from people. And there's a fellow here. He's not a paid subscriber, so I don't normally let anybody comment because they hijack the comments. And if you're a paid subscriber, you should have a perk. And one of the perks is that you get to comment on the videos. But I wanted to see what the general population. Well, the person's name is Slave Speak. I don't know if they're a viewer of this channel. Come one, come all. But this person did a whole word salad trying to. Here's one. Please dig deeper. Don't show me contrails and just say they can't be from passenger jets. Well, why can't I say that? So my question was, why on certain days the skies are clear? There are no planes flying that day? And why so few trails if they are from planes? If that's the case, the air over LAX would be so crisscrossed, there would never be a clear day. Your points are not very persuasive. Friends, if you're going to have an argument, you need to at least give some validation to your points. So I know this is happening everywhere because you're sending me the pictures, and I want to share your pictures. I was inundated. My inbox was inundated. So give me another little bit to get those together for you. And I am broadcasting on this channel Mondays and Wednesdays with brand new videos. Tuesdays and Thursdays are kind of my like throwback Thursdays where I'm updating and revising some previous content that is still as relevant today as it was then. And I give a few, usually I share some of your comments. So that will be for you tomorrow. And then Fridays over at Living Swell, and Fridays are all about Feel Good Fridays. And the topic I think you'll be interested in, even if you're not interested in health and wellness, the topic for this Friday is along the lines of this. How to talk to people who don't want to hear what you have to say. So, how do you have a conversation with someone who doesn't want to hear what you have to say? I'm going to give you tips about that because that channel, Living Swell, is all about the solutions. It's all about living in liberty. On this channel, I know I flip my lid sometimes. I go on righteous rants. And, righteous anger means that there is a justifiable reason that something is wrong and you're pointing it out. So, I cut myself a little slack on my righteous rants. I haven't had a good rant lately, but this topic really is ripe for one. So I want to share with you now, Lee Zeldin from the EPA. This is a few months ago. People have been emailing it to me. I have not heard anything else from the EPA since then. If you have, let me know. And by the way, what's weird to me is how the EPA and the FDA and the CDC and the HHS, what is this? Releasing all of their content on Twitter, like they can't have an actual press release on their website. Like, I don't do Twitter, son. And I know you're sending me these links and all that. And I kind of, take one for the team. But I really don't do social media per se. I do YouTube and I have a Substack, but many of you are asking me to get back on Instagram. Maybe I'll consider that, but I'm not on Telegram. I'm not on the Grams. And I'm not on the X's and I'm not on the Twitters. So it troubles me that the government feels like social media is a legitimate platform for the first release of information. Sure, if you want to have discussions and everything, but at least put it on your official site. So anyhow, having said that, we're going on over to look at the EPA on YouTube, and we'll hear what Zeldin has to say. And by the way, friends, am I still sharing my screen? No, I'm not. But before I do that, I need to give you a little bit of a lead-in because people are saying, yeah, the government just admitted the EPA is talking about chemtrails. Really? Talking about them how? That's what we're going to listen for. So, we need to read between the lies, as I say, and let's go right it to the horse's mouth. That's just a figure of speech. All right, let's do it here. Share my screen and take it away. EPA, let's do that. Here we go. I think I have it on normal speed. Let me double check. Yeah, I normally listen to everything double speed. Oh, he's not talking. Let me turn on. Actually, hang on for a second, friends, because I've got to unmute here. So let me get that going for you. And I'm taking a quick peek at your comments. Thank you, moderators, for being online. Walk with Truth said, I hear high pitches before it storms. That's really interesting. Lori says, I've noticed that the planes doing the seeding are white planes. That's very interesting. I think they're drones. All right. We're going to wrap up the video after we listen to Lee Zeldin, and I want to give you a couple of answers as to why would they do this, Peggy? Aren't they being poisoned also? I have a couple of answers for you on that, and I want you to tell me your answers as well. Sovereign Dirt says chemtrails are proof your local sheriff is powerless to prevent his own family from even being poisoned. And we'll talk a little bit the laws. The state laws that are being passed. I've done lots of videos on that. I think I'll do that for you tomorrow. That'll be the Throwback Thursday. I did deep coverage on the legislation in Tennessee, in Florida, and a few other states, and the spraying is still going on. And in those videos, I tell you exactly why the state legislation has no teeth. In other words, it doesn't hold water and it doesn't have any power. There's no authority to stop that because it's a federal issue. There are good reasons why it's in the conversation at the state level. I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. But let's take a look at Lee Zeldin. Let me know if you saw this video. It is back 8 months ago. As I say, I have not heard anything since, but I never covered it. So you're asking me to do so. And I love to make sure I deliver what you need on this channel. Okay, here we go. Let me share my screen. And let's hear from Lee. Make sure everything is up. And here we go.
New engineering and contrast. The American public deserves and expects honesty and transparency from their government when seeking answers. But for years, people who asked questions in good faith were dismissed, even vilified by the media and their own government. The era is over.
Okay, well, time out, friends. If you are new to the channel, you may not like that I interrupt, but I do interrupt because you're here for my commentary and analysis and opinion. I don't want to tell you what to think. I would like to help you think about critical thinking. And one of the things right now is this push for people like Lee Zeldin and Bob Kennedy to make you trust the government. What do you think is the hidden agenda behind that? If you trust the government, then you're going to do what they say, and that's what they want. So all this talk about transparency and honesty, these are words that the Bible says tickles the ear. So people want to hear these words that they're like, yeah, honesty, transparency, chemtrails. But you need to listen carefully as we continue to see if he actually gives any substantive answers or if it's all just hollow. So the trust, the transparency, and the honesty, these are the key words that you're hearing from all of these individuals that are heading up these agencies. And I, for one, am not going to believe that. And even if I did, I need to have evidence. So that's where they say the proof is in the pudding, or we know them by their fruit. All right. As I say, I'd like to interrupt. So let's continue, shall we?
The Trump EPA is committed to total transparency. As a result, I tasked my team at EPA to compile a list of everything we know about contrails and geoengineering for the purpose of releasing it to you now publicly.
Well, it is a con, a big con of the contrails.
In other words, I want you to know everything I know about these topics, and without any exception. Instead of simply dismissing these questions and concerns as baseless conspiracies, we're meeting them head on. We did the legwork, looked at the science.
Oh, excuse me, the science. Where have I heard that before? Oh yeah, during the Cooties hogwash. Follow the science, the science says.
Consulted agency experts.
Oh, agency experts.
Outside information to put these online resources together. Everything we know about contrails to solar geoengineering will be in there.
Everything we know. Uh-huh.
That means anyone who reads through this information will know as much about these topics as I do.
That doesn't mean that he knows everything.
As EPA administrator, to anyone who's ever looked up to the streaks in the sky and asked, what the heck is going on? Or seen headlines about private actors and even governments looking to blot out the sun in the name of stopping global warming?
I did a video for you about that a couple of days ago. Bill Gates and his billionaire cronies and the money that they're putting behind that is specifically at Harvard. So it's not just a theory. It is the truth. Now, notice he is trying to get some common ground saying, hey, those questions used to be dismissed. We're going to, you know, it's okay if you ask them. And we're like you looking up at the sky. So he's hitting on those exact points. But we're going to take a look at what this information is that they released in just a moment.
We've endeavored to answer all of your questions at the links on your screen. In fact, EPA shares many of the same concerns when it comes to potential threats to human health and the environment, especially from solar geoengineering activities. The enthusiasm for experiments that would pump pollutants into the high atmosphere has set off alarm bells here at the Trump EPA. Prior to now, EPA has never been this proactive to raise awareness about concerns with geoengineering and to stop this activity from being scaled up. This is what it looks like when government actually listens to the will of the people. And
oh, excuse me, not to get political, but you mean like the people who don't want to have fight wars in the Middle East? The government's listening to people? Oh, just had to throw that in, friends.
Doesn't try to squash it. You can always trust this administration and this EPA to take your concerns seriously, answer your questions honestly, and carry out the will of voters with integrity.
All right, friends. That was pretty much a big nothing burger, as they say. And we are going to go to epa.gov/contrails. And before I reveal this to you, let me ask you, because I did this, actually, I did do a video on this some time ago. And let me ask you what you think the definition and explanation of contrails is going to be from Lee Zeldin and the EPA. And in a moment, we're going to look at that. And I want to look at your comments here. Anyone else? Okay. One of my viewers says, anyone else have the effect of static or glittering after your eyes are acclimated to looking in the sky? I definitely have that. But again, I had a retina detachment, which might've been from the spraying in the skies. I think it's from being exposed to the blue light, which is why I wear my blue blockers. Rage Against the Machine says military intelligence, two words that can't make sense. Watchman on the Wall says blah, blah, blah about Lee Zeldin's comments. Big E says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Rhonda says, there's never any transparency coming from the three-letter agencies and associates. Tracy says, reading off a script, I'm so sick of it. And Lori says, I appreciate your inserts of comments. Tracy says, Lee Zeldin is double talk. And Walk says, we are supposed to just say, trust no one, question everything. So let's take a look now. We're going to look exactly at the, and remember, coming up, I will be sharing the pictures that you sent me because I'm riveted by how this is happening everywhere. But let's take a look at how they're still gaslighting you. I just gave you the punchline. Don't even really need to look, but we're going to. They're still gaslighting you. What are contrails? They are line-shaped exhaust clouds or condensation trails that are visible behind jet aircraft. This is where slave, oops, that's not the one I wanted to show you right here. This is what slave speak is relying on, government information. Slave speak are saying that nobody's being sprayed. It is, you know, all coming from the jet contrail. So how come that didn't happen when I was a child? How come it doesn't happen on certain days? Oh, because the atmospheric ice crystals form and the humidity spreads. Yes, there are also square clouds that are being formed by these. I have a picture of a square cloud, one that I took myself. Actually, the cloud is inside a box. And then a viewer sent me a literal square cloud. That will be probably in Monday's video, visible behind jet aircraft. And here's the picture that they're showing us. When aircraft fly through ice supersaturated regions, they made this word up, ISSR. Is that like the USSR? Excuse me. Is that like ISIS? I'm getting confused with all of the made up acronyms the government has. So ice supersaturated regions, tracks of ice crystals or clouds form as hot water vapor from jet aircraft exhaust cools off in the upper atmosphere. So you're telling me, okay, how do contrails form? The correct conditions must occur immediately behind a jet engine. Oh, so what about the crisscrosses? What about the X's in the sky? What about the tic-tac-toe? Let's see, Shelley, who sent me the video, she sent me another image where it's literally like the letter S written in the sky. You're telling me a plane flies in circles? Oh, here they've got a graphic to make it a little complicated so you can't figure it out. Because people have even emailed me and said, well, I know when people, not my savvy, healthy Americans, but some people have said, well, when they use big words, I know they're smarter than I am. So I'm going to extrapolate that. When they use confusing graphics, I know they're smarter than I am. That's what some people believe. They're not even going to understand this. They're not going to analyze it. So let's analyze it together because it doesn't make sense. Airplane flies through layer of saturated air. There's CO2 and there's water coming out of the exhaust. Now, I need to interrupt myself again because some savvy, healthy Americans said, Peggy, we don't even know that it's actual fuel. We don't even know what the fuel is for a plane. It may not even be, it could be compressed air, that a jet that was carrying that amount of like gasoline in to fly would not even be able, it would be so heavy. So we may not even have been told about how exactly these planes are fueled, what the fuel is, and is it literally compressed air? I don't know. I'm just posing that question as something to think about. And also think about how pilots, as they're flying, they don't continually dip the nose to take as they would need to if we were on a sphere. They just fly a plane. It's called a plane. What is a plane? It's a flat surface. What is the Earth called? A plane it, P-L-A-N-E, plane with a T at the end. Food for thought. And people wonder why I say, what in the non-spinning world? Think about it. All right, let's go back to this crazy. Hey, if the government would lie to you about cooties and about everything, they're going to tell you the truth about the shape and the movement of our world. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, I would rather trust the Bible on that. Okay, here we go. The airplane flies through a layer of saturated air, CO2 and water. And then there's ultrafine particles, which we know what they're spraying, barium, aluminum, phosphate, and other things that people have measured, have gotten measured. Contrails persist hours to days. I don't know all these elements, friends. CO is carbon dioxide, HC, hydrochloride, I don't know, sodium, nitrous oxide, NO. I did not prepare for that before I came on screen. So you tell me. Ultrafine particles interact with water droplets, slowing the melting properties. Okay, I learned nothing in that graphic whatsoever. So they're telling us that these are contrails. Contrails can take different shapes and appearances depending on atmospheric conditions, wind movement, and aircraft flight patterns. This is gaslighting at its worst or at its finest. So here's another trying to tell us the flight path, the conditions, and then here they're talking about chemtrails. It is a term some people use to inaccurately claim that contrails resulting from routine air traffic are actually an intentional release of dangerous chemicals or biological agents. So, friends, I'm a little bit speechless. Not so much that the government is still gaslighting and lying and all of that, but because people did not listen to what Lee Zeldin said, they did not read the epa.gov/contrails website, and all they saw was something on Twitter, which is the intention of putting these messages out on Twitter, because nobody will read it. They'll just look at the comments that say, finally, the EPA is addressing chemtrails. No, they didn't. They addressed them and said, you're crazy. They don't exist. So how do you like them apples? Them are pretty rotten apples. Listen, if you're tired of chemtrails, I'm certainly tired of them. But I wanted to tell you this. People say, well, Peggy, why are they doing it if they're going to be experiencing and exposed to the same harmful chemicals that we are? All right. Number one, this might be drones. There might not be some airplane pilot doing this who's like, aha, I'm going to poison the people. I mean, I think that's highly unlikely. It's probably drones, which is why these patterns are predictable. They're in grids. I don't even know that a pilot or that could be done so accurately. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure I have pilots in the audience. So number one, I don't think it's done by people in the planes. Number two, the powers that shouldn't be, the bad guys, the evil doers, they might have their own antidotes. They might have their own, I don't know, pure air breathing chambers or some sort of whatever that they believe is going to keep them healthy from this. What I think is more likely, they actually believe it. They believe that blocking the sun and the solar radiation that I told you about, they believe that it actually is beneficial. It's like a religion. It is something that they are committed to. And if they, so that's one thing. Either they have an antidote or they believe in what they're doing. And then also some people do anything for money. They will do anything for money. They don't really care. Maybe they're in the last portion of their life and they're like, yeah, you know, like Granny Gates. I mean, he's got to be older than I am, and I'm sure he is, but you know, he's in his last phases or whatever, last third or quarter of his life. So he may not even care, but I think it's likely that they have some sort of antidotes that they think work, or they're just maniacal sociopaths that don't even care. It's like, they don't care if they're going down with the ship. If they can take everybody else with them, so be it. You let me know in a comment why you think they're doing it, if they're exposed to it as well. I always make that comment that, you know, I can get an exemption and a waiver and everything from a shot. I can choose not to drink fluoridated water. I can choose not to eat Fruit Loops or choose to eat them while they're still legal. I can make all those choices about my health. I can not make a choice when it comes to the air outside. It affects everything. It affects our plants. It affects our moods. And of course, it affects the environment, the atmosphere, and so much more. I think it's gaslighting at its highest. I hope that I am 100% completely wrong. I hope that these are beneficial things that they're doing. I mean, that really would be gaslighting myself, but I am open to correction. And if someone has irrefutable evidence that can persuade me to have a different perspective, bring it on. But by you telling me that this is a natural occurrence from airplanes, you are ignoring the obvious, which is why doesn't it happen every day? And I monitor the weather. I can see and go to websites and find out what the atmosphere was like, what the higher levels were, and all of these things that the government is saying about, oh, ice crystals are forming under certain conditions. Well, the conditions were exactly the same yesterday as they were today, only yesterday was clear and today is milky skies. So that argument of the jets, this is normal, will never persuade me. Also, you're telling me only three or four jets are flying out of LAX? I showed you that picture in Ventura. That's not far, Ventura County, not far from LAX. And in the city of Los Angeles, you can even take pictures of outside of LAX. And you're telling me there's only a few of these planes that are leaving contrails? None of it adds up, friends. If you want to learn how to have these conversations with people who don't want to hear what you have to say, join me on Friday over at Living Swell. And that's my second channel on YouTube. And of course, get on the free Substack here, peggyhall.substack.com. For those of you that are asking about my skin, I just did a video for you on Living Swell. I'll air that for you right after this one. And that was the biggest mistakes I've made with my skin and how I healed it. So for those of you that are interested, I have a link for you, youthserum.com. Thank you to all my founding customers who get special perks for joining me on this, the relaunch of the natural beauty journey. I really appreciate you. And because of that, you get a free little gift with purchase. So thanks everybody for being on board. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast, where we're going to talk about why the legislation doesn't really work. And then Friday, I'll see you over at Living Swell. How to have conversations with people who don't care what you have to say.